Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Our landings in the Cherbourg RV area have failed to gain a satisfactory foothold, and I have withdrawn the troops. So wrote General Dwight Eisenhower on June 5th, 1944, 69 years ago. And according to Rick Adkinson's new book, The Guns at Last Light, The War in Europe, 1944 to 1945, which is currently the number one on the New York Times nonfiction bestseller list, well, Ike continued, if any blame or fault attaches to the attempt, it is mine alone. So, had the June 6th D-Day landing at Normandy failed, Ike was prepared to take all the blame. The Guns at Last Light follows that last year of World War II from Normandy until the war's end a year later. Normandy to the liberation of Paris, the push to the German border, the Battle of the Bulge, and the final collapse of Hitler's Reich. Well, why do we need another account? Here's why. Like Shelby Foote's Civil War books, Adkinson is more than a chronicler of the bloody business of battles and troop movements. He gives us character studies of the war's key players. Well, not just the top leaders. For instance, while describing the enormous challenge of supplying millions of troops in Europe with weapons, ammunition, food and clothing, and things like office supplies, Adkinson introduces us to the man responsible for organizing and operating that supply chain. Lieutenant General John C.H. Lee, also known as John Courthouse Lee, Jesus Christ Himself Lee, God Almighty Lee, a fussy martinet who wore rank stars on both the front and back of his helmet. He was said to have a supply sergeant's parsimony in doling out army kit, as if it were a personal gift, rewarding friends, of whom he had few, and punishing enemies of whom he had many. He had a knack for risible self-delusion, once standing in a London theater to acknowledge an ovation, in fact, intended for Eisenhower. The main character of this story is, of course, Dwight Eisenhower. And the book's main question is, what made Ike, rather than British General Bernard Montgomery or George Patton, the best person to command the Allied effort? Both these men question Eisenhower's competence as a commander. And Montgomery once said, Eisenhower is quite useless. He's completely and utterly useless. But Adkinson gives his readers hundreds of other answers, his own and those of people who worked with Ike, that show his remarkable ability to manage and coordinate thousands of generals and millions of soldiers. The answer I like best came from a junior officer who said, there's something about the guy. The way he brushes along, the way he breaks out in a big grin, the way his voice, harsh and loud, cracks out, that disarms all within his vicinity. That's the way he is, gay, loud, democratic, dynamic, thinking fast, acting fast, spreading confidence. Well, Eisenhower and most of those who fought in World War II are now gone. But this week's D-Day anniversary and Adkinson's fine new book should remind us to give special thanks to those who are still with us. This is D.G. Martin.